You know, I just, I mean, obviously, this is a different season. This is a different Eagles team, different Redskins team. You know, yeah, I know a lot of talk has been said about what we were able to accomplish last year and things like that. You know, it's one thing to have that experience, but it's another thing to know that we still have to go out and win a ball game on Sunday. I mean, you know, it's going to be a tough game. You know, last year's game, it was in at our place. This year, this time around, it's in Philly. You know, the Eagles are playing really good football right now, especially, you know, you look at Foles and what they've been doing. It's two totally different teams right now.
How different will be facing the Eagles offense 11 weeks into the season as opposed to having to see it kind of unwrap for the first time in week one?
Well, the fact that we've played it and faced it at least one time, you know, I think would definitely be a benefit for us as opposed to being the first time we faced it last, you know, at the start of the season. Obviously, you know, they held some things back in the preseason, which is what a lot of teams would do, you know, to their credit, you know, having faced that that offense and the type of tempo and what the things that they were able to do against us, you know, in the run game, pass game, stuff like that. So, you know, it's to our benefit, I guess, to say we've at least faced it once. You know, we got stuff on film now. You know, you got 10 games of the Eagles games to look at now, as opposed to, you know, none when we faced them the first time around.
London, when you watched this team on film, how different are the offensive concepts and the scheme from what you guys faced in week one there in Washington?
I wouldn't say it's a whole lot different. You know, I mean, obviously they're still running their zone read stuff, you know, with McCoy and their offensive line and doing all the different things they do in the run game. You know, I think some of the vertical passing game they've been able to get going, you know, whether it's Jackson or whether it's Riley Cooper, you know, that's something that they've been able to get going now, as opposed to in the first game, you know, they've been able to get some of the more down the field throws. But as far as the concepts and the offense, a lot of it's still the same, especially the run game.
What's the difference in preparing for Mike Vick in week one and for Nick Foles this week?
Well, you know, it's a difference in when you talk about the quarterback running the football. You know, obviously there are two different type of athletes, where Vick can, you know, take a run and go 40, 50, 60 yards, where as opposed to, you know, Foles, he may get 10, 20 yards. You know, that's a big run for them. For Foles, you know, that's the biggest thing from a run game standpoint. I think in the passing game, you know, Foles is doing a great job of not turning the ball over, you know, being very judicious in what he's doing with the football, you know, going through his progressions, you know, seeing you know, going through all his keys and knowing where to go with the football. So, and he's been able to hit some big throws, and he hasn't turned the ball over.
London, how different or how much healthier would you say Robert Griffin is now versus when you played the Eagles in Game One?
I'd say he's a lot healthier. You know, at the beginning of the season, he hadn't had any training camp, so any preseason rather, he hadn't had any preseason games. You know, that was his first action. You know, he wasn't used to the speed of the game. You know, that being his first time out now, you know, having played 9 games, I think each week he's gotten stronger. He's still in a rehab situation. If you really think about it, with that knee, still is not even a year removed from surgery. So, I think he's continued to get stronger with his knee, and continue to get better, more comfortable. And if you really look at his performances, you know, probably as of late, especially probably the last four or five ball games, you know, you've noticed him starting to do a lot of the things that you were accustomed to seeing, you know, last season.
London, the Eagles have a lot of those run-pass option plays where the quarterback's reading a defender and deciding where to go with the football. How difficult are those to defend, and what's kind of the key to defending those well?
You know, it does present a problem for you as a defense, you know, as far as you know, that's why they do it. I mean, it is to create conflict for the defense as far as, you know, do you come up, try to stop the run, or do you, you know, hold off and try to play the pass? And, you know, there is a conflict of you know, who's going to stop the run, who's going to stop the pass. You know, with the quarterback being a part of the run game as well, you know, there's another guy that you have to worry about and be concerned about as far as keeping the ball. It's 11-on-11 football now, so it's difficult, and it does present different challenges. That's why they've been able to have success with it, and that's why they do it.
Well, last week's loss to the Vikings notwithstanding, where are the Redskins at this point in the season in terms of, you know, about how you guys feel about your chances of still staying in this division race?
Well, the great thing about this year, you know, is that the NFC East has been so terrible, so to speak. I mean, you look at it, and we're at week 10, and, you know, our leader is 5-5, you know. So even at 3-6, I mean, we're conceivably still in this thing. I mean, you look at it, and most scenarios, I mean, you know, with last year being an exception, we were still in it last year. But, you know, that's the one of the good things about this year. I mean, every team has been so bad. I mean, nobody's really been able to separate themselves, you know. So I think that's good for us. That's good for everybody, you know, to give us a chance.
You feel like you guys are getting better?
Say that again.
You feel like you guys are getting better as a team?
I think, you know, we've had halves, three quarters where we've played, you know, really good football, and then there's stretches where we'll have a quarter where we don't play well, or half where we don't play well. You know, still not playing consistent enough football, you know, to win games, you know, games in a row, and have the games go where, you know, we're not in a tight ball game at the end, where we have opportunities to kind of put the game away, whether it's in the first half or third quarter, and, you know, we haven't been consistent enough to get that done.
Going back to Nick Foles, what's been the biggest difference that you've seen in him this year on tape as opposed to the two times you faced him last year?
I think, you know, last year obviously is a different type of offense. You know, him being a rookie, you know, last year, that's something that, you know, as a rookie, you're still trying to get used to the National Football League. You know, he probably stared down more stuff a lot more last year. You know, gave you opportunity to make plays, you know, on the ball, knew where he was going with the football, but he probably didn't go through his progressions as well as he's going through now. Like I mentioned earlier, he's doing a good job of really going through his progressions, knowing, okay, what his reads are based on what the defense and where to go to the football with the football, whether it's if he has a down the field route open, you know, secondary route open, mid-level, or even going back to his outlet check down to the backs and things like that. So that's the thing. The biggest difference now is he's going through his progressions better and knowing where to go with the football.
D'Amico Ryans here is having a great year. Among middle linebackers in the league, what is D'Amico's reputation?
You know, I've always thought D'Amico's been a very good football player. You know, I always watch the inside linebackers, you know, throughout the league. I think he's playing really good football for the Eagles. You know, regardless of you know, I know stats kind of say the defense isn't doing as well as you would like, but him personally, I think he's making plays for him, and you know, really, if you look at it, the way he played last year and the way he's playing this year, I think he's been a difference maker. He's been a playmaker for them defensively. You know, I think if guys really understand the position of inside linebacker, a lot of times, you know, it's not even about stats, but I think he's playing really good football for the Eagles.
You mentioned the role of the quarterback as a running threat in Philadelphia's offense. I mean, when Vic is in there, is it a lot more dynamic offense because of that?
I would say so. From that standpoint, as far as with the run threat, I mean, you know, you all know what Vic can do. You know, with the ball in his hand, you know, if he keeps it as a runner, I mean, again, he's turning something. You know, runs that he keeps the ball. They've gone. You know, he's had big gainers in this offense in the past. You know, with Foles, I mean, he may get a big game for him is 10 yards. So, you know, where Vic, it might be, 20 yards. Or, I mean, it may be 40, 50, 60 yards in some cases.
London, why has the Redskins' defense struggled this season, even with the return of guys like Brian Arakpo and Brandon Merriweather at safety?
You know, I think it's been a combination of a couple different things. We just haven't been consistent, in our defense, play consistent football, whether it's, stopping a run or playing coverage. Some games were really good on third downs. This past ball game, we allowed some third down conversions. Our red zone defense hasn't been what it's normally been in the past. That's one of the big things we haven't done, well enough this year. Making teams kick field goals, getting turned more turnovers and sacks and things like that. So I think just not playing consistent enough football for four quarters. We've had, good halves, three quarters of football, but not a full 60-minute game.
London, how would you describe having played several seasons now with for Mike Shanahan? What kind of coach is he, and how does he compare to other guys you've been around?
Well, I think Coach Shanahan is a great coach. He's a veteran coach. I mean, he's been, he's won, several Super Bowls as a head coach. I mean, he knows how to build a football team. He knows how to, run a football team. So as far as, being comparing him to some of the other coaches that I've had, I mean, he's one of the best coaches I've had, because he understands what it takes to win in the National Football League. You look at him, Coach Gibbs, even Coach Vermeil, those guys, they understand how you win in the National Football League. So, that's great.
London, have you been surprised that the Eagles have played as much 11 personnel as they have? And when you played them in week one, did you guys mostly counter with nickel against it?
I'm not surprised that they play as much 11 personnel, because if you look at, what Chip Kelly did in Oregon, they played a lot of 11 personnel. And obviously when you face that, from a defensive standpoint, you usually counter with your nickel defense. We played all nickel against them in the first game. I think except late in the game when they were trying to run the clock down and got into their two receiver sets. Then we came back with more of our regular type defense when we knew they were trying to run the ball. But that's a situation where, most times you just counter with you match personnel against their personnel.
Does that give them a slight advantage with McCoy running the ball when he's matched up against nickel?
It can. It just depends on, who you got as your nickel corner, things like that. Sometimes, we have guys that can come in and make plays at the nickel. When we move Josh Wilson into the nickel position, he's a playmaker for us. So, it can do that. But again, against us, that first game, we did struggle stopping McCoy in our nickel defense. So it was he was definitely a difference maker in that game.
You mentioned that the NFC is just terrible. You care to rank the other three teams?
Sorry, as far as
just what teams? How would you rank the other three teams in order from best to worst?
I know the Giants have won, I think, three in a row. Eagles are playing really good football right now. They're probably, if you look at it, they're probably the top team in our division right now. Cowboys, struggled the other night against the Saints. So, based off of who's hot right now, you probably have to go Eagles, Giants, Cowboys, then us, So, if I was to rank them.
London, does Foles look like a young quarterback who can last in the league?
I'm not sure. I think he's really excelling in this offense. I think he'll continue to get better, with more experience. If you look at some of the things he's doing, he's definitely seems like he has a bright future. Obviously, health is always something that you need to have in order to last in this football and in the National Football League, staying healthy. But if you look at his progression from year one to now, he's definitely made tremendous strides, and I think Chip Kelly. I know Bill Lazor very well, his quarterback coach. I know he's an excellent coach. You know, I've had the experience of working with Coach Lazor, so I know he's getting great tutelage. So I think he's only going to get better.